Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Hey, buddy! There's Jim hanging out in the trunk. Just, hey, I'm like, whoa!
That's so like are we discovering what Dylan doesn't mind sticking up his ass?
I'm thinking that's the case.
Sean, thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Jim's BBQ podcast.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Sean.
Snap it off.
Am I Twitter? No.
You can just fucking starts the week over here.
Gotta get those pants off, but
I can see my dick again. Get in my belly.
Hi, welcome to episode 44 of Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm Mike.
Oh, I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hotel, man. We're in a hotel. You gotta be so
sorry.
You gotta be so quiet.
He yelled at me earlier for playing music in the hallway.
And I'm Dylan.
So we are live here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We are doing an episode of the podcast. We are safe.
Yes, we are safe.
We actually flew in yesterday. We have a ton of friends that were deeply affected by the stuff that went on at the baggage claim at the Fort Lauderdale airport. So, guys, I mean, we'll get into that in a little bit, but before we do, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
And you can send us an email and tell us what a Sarge Dylan is at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much Jim's
chagrin.
Fucking apple.
As you drink an apple cider.
Yes, as you drink an apple cider.
So
speaking
actually,
of which, what are you drinking tonight?
I got a Strongbow Hard Apple Cider Golden Apple.
Dylan, what do you got on?
I am drinking, well, I got the can over here. Just reach over and grab it. I'm drinking a Cigar City Maduro Brown Ale out of my skull glass. It's very good.
Very nice.
When in Florida, got to drink local.
Yeah, man. And, of course, I am drinking, you probably can't even see this because the light. I don't have a light on where I'm sitting. I got a Funky Buddha Brewing's Sweet Potato
Funky Buddha Brewing
Strong Ale. Oh, Sean Crandall joined our Facebook Live.
Look at that!
Hey, Sean.
Don't you mean Hipster Sit Down or Mercenary Blue or Heavy Red or whatever that place was called?
Whatever the fuck Jim was saying, I don't know what the hell that was. But yeah, man. So it was quite the adventure, not only to get here, but to also before the cruise. I can't help but bring this up, but basically. You guys heard the whole story, and maybe some people on our that are friends with Liz and I on social media heard the story. She had a tree fall on her car the day before we left to come here.
Yeah, better that it fell in her car. It's not plugged in, Mike. Oh, I thought it was not plugged in.
I plugged it in.
Oh, well, I'm glad you plugged it
in. Yeah, I just wanted to light it up.
Holy fucking delay, Batman.
Yeah, here's the sweet potato casserole beer. Oh, Teresa Moran joined our Facebook Live.
That's a sweet potato, too.
Look at that.
Hey, Teresa.
Hello.
So, yeah, Liz had a tree fall on her car, and it literally, I mean, one piece of the branch, like, went through the windshield and into the dash. We'll post some pictures up on the, we didn't, Sean. We didn't watch Fuller House Season 2 on the plane. Katie, hi, Katie. Hey,
hey, Katie. We'll give you a shout out in a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it caused so much damage to our car, and then we had to go to the collision shop before we flew out yesterday afternoon, and then we met up with you guys and we had pizza and hung out last night, and it was great, man. We had a great time. And then we woke up this morning and we had all these plans to do stuff and we got all that stuff done, you know, but man, that shooting, you know, in the airport was.
That dude's fucked up a lot of shit for a lot of people. Yeah, man.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So, man, I mean, all day it was, I mean, emergency vehicles driving all over the place. Helicopters in the air. We even saw, like, military helicopters. You know, it was pretty crazy. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean...
I think that guy fucked up a lot of plans for people, and, like, we had some friends personally affected by it that had to reroute out of New York and head to other places. Former guest Paul Saunders his flight was canceled, but luckily he's still coming in tonight. So as of this recording, he's en route. Actually, he should be rolling in right about now.
We lost a viewer.
Yeah, man, we lost somebody. I don't know who we lost, but...
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, that
they got tired of our political banter.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, and then, oh my gosh, our friends Sarah and Peter, like, they were en route from JFK Airport in New York and got turned around, like, they were in Virginia, flying over Virginia, and the plane turned back around and went back to JFK, and, of course, everybody else was scrambling to... find flights, and they had some trouble, but we got them going. I think they're going to make it here tomorrow morning. Our friend Teresa, who's been on the cast before, she got rerouted. They landed instead of Fort Lauderdale. They landed in West Palm Beach, her and her parents. And then, like you said, Paul got rerouted. And then, what was really crazy was, one of Liz's coworkers, Michonne, she was in
Mahoney.
No, not Mahoney. Michonne. She was in the...
I like that was funny.
Oh, Sean, good question. Jim is not drinking a cream soda or a beer. He is drinking a apple cider from Strongbow. Yeah, there it is, man. Check that shit out.
Yeah, Sean, I occasionally drink.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, she was in the airport, and so was another friend of ours, Candace. So that was... That was pretty nuts, and they were stuck there for a real long time. I think they finally got out, and they shuttled them to another location nearby. So that's what's been going on. I mean, we ran about all day today and, you know, had a good time.
Well, we found out about it. We were at Funky Buddha Brewing Company.
Hippie Blue,
Funky Buddha.
Jim was coming up with all sorts of names.
I couldn't remember
what the actual name of it
Mercenary
was.
Blue, Hipster Sit Down. We were at Funky Buddha Brewing, and all of a sudden, I think it was Liz or Kathy just goes, there was a shooting at the airport. And we're like, what? And then that's when everything just started to pour in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so, yeah, it kind of nuts. Kind of crazy. You know, I don't want to minimalize it. I mean, it was so interesting to see it from this end and this perspective of things when it was actually not necessarily affecting people that we know directly, but it was, you know, I mean, they weren't obviously people that were shot or anything, but I mean,
the transportation aspects,
it was just unbelievable.
The whole thing's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, I don't know what else to say. I mean, do you guys want to talk about what we did? And
I'm happy that all of our friends are accounted for and safe. And, you know, thoughts go out to the people who lost their lives and those affected by that in a more personal way, tragic way.
I don't know what Jim's doing, man. He's
going a little crazy. Stuff.
Oh, he's getting nuts.
Getting some nuts?
Yeah, he's getting some nuts. Yeah, so I guess...
Speaking of something completely insane and nuts, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
We can talk about that a little later.
Yeah, we will.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at that picture of our friend.
Oh, Dave. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But, hey, you know what? Our thoughts and prayers and all that stuff and our vibes go out to the families and
for sure.
Whatnot that were affected by this, by the, you know, the actual victims and everything, and any people that got injured or hurt or were killed even, you know. Our thoughts go out to those folks, and, you know, we feel for them.
Fucked up, tragic situation, yeah, man.
Totally fucked up. But, hey, we're going to sign off the Facebook Live for now, and you want to hear the rest of the podcast, you know where to go to get it. You know, you go out to the iTunes, you go out to jimsbbqpod.com.
The interwebs.
Yeah, we'll catch you all later. You know, stay tuned, man. We'll be recording some stuff on the ship, for sure. But, yeah. Sean says, this is all the fun for me of this vacation without the domestic terrorism.
That's a little fucked up, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a fun situation at all. I mean, wow, this is our most liked video yet.
But, okay.
What can we do? All right. Well, you guys take care.
Time to get to the meat of the episode.
Yeah, we'll get to the meat of the episode. We'll catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
I'm taking my belt off.
Oh, Dylan's taking his belt off.
Why'd you wait for him to stop filming to do that?
All right, so that's it for episode 43 of Jim's BBQ.
44.
Yeah, so, no, seriously, what can we talk about?
What can we talk about? Let's talk about our day.
We've done all kind of shit.
We had a fun... You know, with all that stuff going on, I mean, we really did have a fun day, I would say.
We did.
I mean, we ventured out and about Fort Lauderdale. We went to Walmart, and that was kind of
fun. Well, we picked up our rental van first. We have to talk about our little trek down there. You know, like, so Mike and I got up, and we had breakfast together, and...
Yeah.
I came upstairs, took a shower, and then we decided to... The two of us were going to walk down to the car rental place. About a mile and a half?
Less, I think. A mile and a quarter. Yeah.
We were going to walk down and get it. And I don't know why I was so excited for that, but I was.
I don't know. You were pretty amped about that.
I don't know why. I wanted to just see the lay of the land. I think that's why.
Yeah, that was pretty peculiar. But hey, you know what?
But I found a couple of things along the way.
You did.
I found two books. Laying on the side of the road. Not even on the side of the road, to the side of the sidewalk. Mm. Billy Graham's The Bible Says and I Am Legion, or The Coming of Legion. And they were just kind of these two very religious books laying there. One was made out to... Actually, I think both of them were made out to Janet McCarthy.
I don't know who you are, Janet McCarthy,
but I hope you're out there listening to the podcast and you're a big fan. Well... I took your holy shit because we didn't have a Bible in our... We didn't have a Bible in our hotel room.
I don't think she really wanted them. I mean, they were just lying on the side of the road.
I can only imagine that she probably came out of, whatever fucking destitute, building that we walked, found them in front of.
It was an auto repair shop or something.
My theory is that there was a scavenger hunt and Dylan fucked it up.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Somebody was just like, my Bible's gone!
Yeah, I don't know. Dylan messed something up, I think, for somebody today. Well, stealing those books.
I don't know. I just saw it and I was like, I have to take these with me. I might even take them on the boat with me.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm on a boat.
Maybe you could witness to some people.
And I spoke in the name of the Lord. You should listen to me.
You could.
Could be what's his face? Who's a wrestler? Can I get a witness? Is that Devon Brown or Devon Dudley?
Yeah, he did a character like that for a little bit.
I'll do something like that. And then we were walking down and we saw...
Oh, my brother, testify!
Yeah, you know what's exactly. Great, though, is he, for a little bit, he had a disciple, if you will, or a deacon that was with him. And you know who
was that
it was?
Spike?
No, it was... It was Batista or Dave Batista.
It was Dave Batista?
Yeah,
Drax the Destroyer?
Yes, exactly.
Wait.
From Guardians. Yeah.
Batista was his fucking...
Yeah, for a little while, yeah.
Stooley?
Really, really a short time, but yeah.
Was it WWE?
Yeah. Wow. It was when they did a roster split thing and they split up the Dudleys.
That was dumb.
But yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
So then we found a couple other interesting things along the way.
Well, we saw some lizards.
Well, yeah, we saw we saw one lizard, and then we saw a pack of lizards.
What'd you call them?
I said it was a herd.
Earlier?
There were five of them.
I wonder what that is. I mean, because
it's like a school, a school of fish.
Pack of lions.
A flock of birds.
What's a group of lizards called?
A gaggle.
That's a gaggle of geese.
That would be something that maybe our social media coordinator should look up.
Wish we had one.
Can I have my iPad? I'll look it up right now.
Oh, I can't reach it. Oh.
His underwear's on the fucking bed, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, those are my sleeping shorts.
Sleeping shorts on the bed.
Well, then we saw those two awesome billboards.
Oh,
I don't know what was more awesome, the sign for the Fort Lauderdale gun show or the $2 for $3 breakfast sandwiches at McDonald's.
I think the picture that you took out in front.
Dylan Gonzalez.
The picture out in front of the Fort Lauderdale gun show billboard was better. But there's a reason behind it.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. You know what a group of lizards is called?
What's that?
A lounge.
Are you serious?
Like a lounge lizard.
That's probably where it came from then.
Yeah.
Only 20 out of 6,000 lizards live in groups. That's so funny.
Huh. Well, you must have seen some of them today then.
Wait a minute. I don't know if this is true or not.
Isn't it just something that somebody made up? Like,
are you looking at Wikipedia?
Is that Wikipedia? Is that like weak information?
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia.
I'm looking at it. No, it's a lounge of lizards.
That's pretty fucking cool. That's where the term has to come from, lounge lizard.
That's funny.
I'll be damned. Who knew?
I'll be Dylan.
Who was edumacated?
But Dylan, the funny thing about you taking the picture out in front of the Fort Lauderdale gun show billboard was your name.
Yes.
That you got referred to, and I think we need to talk about that.
Dylan Gonzalez.
Who was it that...
When I checked in.
Oh, when you checked in.
Yeah. All right. So I was going to show, I had made the reservation here at the lovely Holiday Inn Express.
Yes, one of like seven, as Dylan realized it, in the Fort Lauderdale airport area.
Which I guess I was just talking about that too.
What,
I realized that I was going to be getting in a little bit later than my roommates, Jim and Kathy.
Right.
And I contacted the hotel and said, hey, I'm going to be here a little bit later, but the people I'm rooming with are going to be coming in earlier, and gave them their information so that they could come into the hotel and be comfortable and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Jim rolls in, and I'll pass this over to Jim now. So explain what happens.
So I go over there and I'm like, yes, I have a check-in for Gonzalez. And Gonzalez, guy's like, okay.
No, he spelled it.
I did. No, that actually
that's
what happened.
That's a key part of the story.
Okay, so yeah, I spell it. The guy's like, okay, no reservation here for that. And I'm like, he goes, what is it again? And I said, Gonzalez, Gonzalez. He's like, hold on, let me look. He's looking, he goes, nope, there's nothing here for that. And, he goes, how do you spell it? G-U-N-Z. And I'm like, no. G-O-N. Oh, okay. I found it.
G-U-N.
Yeah.
Gonzalez.
He heard about you, the legend.
With my legendary guns.
That would be your wrestling name if you were a wrestler.
That's the thing, though, is like, Gonzalez. If you're looking at like the list of reservations coming in for that day, couldn't you just look at them alphabetically and just find the one that starts with a G?
And sounds like Gonzalez. Still, I kind of like the fact that I've adopted this nickname, Dylan Gonzalez, because I have what I pretty much lack any sort of guns that would give me in the name Gonzalez.
Yeah, that is pretty comical.
I kind of like when I flex, it's kind of like the cartoons where they flex and then their arm just goes like, boop, it just droops.
Yeah, it droops down below.
Yeah, there. I kind of have that going on.
Yeah.
It just blew my. I don't know.
But it was funny just for the comments.
It shouldn't have been that hard to find the reservation.
Well, what wasn't hard to find was the...
there was that sign, too, that we saw that was kind of funny. The one that said that the auto repair shop had moved up the way, and then it was at like 680, whatever, and then below it just had the number 420 with an arrow pointing down the road. So I'm like, oh, so if I go up that way, I can find the auto repair store, but if I go down this way, I can find marijuana? Okay.
No, I think you can find the auto
what
repair.
Does up the way mean?
Like up the highway. So
are you trying to get back on that fucking kick with the perusing?
Perusing? What about perusing? Oh, you can peruse up the way.
Yeah, I figured that's where you were headed.
No, I really wasn't, but I like that word. It's a good word. It's a good word. I like it. That's what Henry would say.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jim.
Yeah, I really enjoyed those episodes that we did with him.
So good.
Fun. He's a good dude.
It's like, if you could describe yourself in three words, what would it be? Jesus Christ, Jim.
Yeah, the second episode with Henry's posted now, too. Episode 43, 11 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I better get on that.
Yeah, man. But, so, yeah, I mean, we went, we picked up the rental car and drove it back to the hotel. And, what, after a little bit, we finally got moving. And, well, we headed out to Walmart and did a little pre-cruise shopping excursion.
Liz went and got her hair cut.
Yeah.
Went to Hippie Blues.
Yeah, we went to Funky Buddha. We, what did we have? We had some beer.
We all decided that we needed the pretzel.
Yeah. We all ordered I always order pretzels at breweries. I don't know what it is. I just like getting a pretzel. The guy made some comment to you, Jim, didn't he? That,
yeah, he's like, well, you guys like your pretzels.
Yeah.
I'm like, how about you just shut the fuck up and give me a pretzel, bitch?
Wow. Wow, Jim got stargy.
Yeah. And then what? I ended up having a grilled cheese sandwich there with bacon that was really good.
I had a brat.
Your brat looked pretty epic.
It was good. It might have been a little overpacked with toppings.
It looked like it had a lot of toppings on it.
Yeah, it had like, what did it have on it? Onions, cabbage, like pickled cabbage, mustard. It was good. I kind of wish I had gotten the chicken and the biscuit though, because that looked really awesome.
The way you were shoving that fucking meat in your mouth, dude.
Yeah. Oh, but we had some great beer there, I thought.
Oh, the beer there was really good.
Yeah, that one, the stout there that I had with the vanilla and the coffee was really good. Yeah.
What was it, Beer Frey?
Oh, I don't know.
Much to, I know Katie Seavey would have really liked it. It was called I'm So Excited, I'm So Scared. I thought that was great.
So, speaking of her, we probably should just, like, give a quick reference to her that, like, given everything that was going on before and the fact that, like, we were trying to find a flight for our buddy Paul, my roommate, and on the cruise, who I wasn't sure if he was going to roll in, so I didn't know, my status of getting on the boat was questionable, and we were looking at flights, because he's from Windsor, and normally would, like, fly out of, like, Detroit, because it's pretty close to him, but Cleveland's also pretty close to him. We were about to call our friend Katie and be like, we have a favor that you need to do for us. Yeah. You need to put Paul up for the night.
Yeah. Surprise.
Paul will be showing up in a few hours.
Surprise, Katie.
Yeah, Paul, actually, I mean, it worked out. He's actually...
He should be in Miami about now-ish.
Like, right about now, which is about, you know, midnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. So he should be landing in Miami shortly, if he hasn't already. Gosh, you know... right about while we were at that brewery is when all the shit started going down, like it really started hitting the news and everything, I think. Or right as we were headed there, wasn't it?
It was fucked up because you seen that ant post from like 5 hours before or something.
Yeah, that was strange. I think they made
it had to be a wrong
timestamp
or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think maybe they just type out their timestamp on it or some such shit like that. Because everything else, I was like, wait a minute, was this a while ago? Or was this, it was really confusing at first. And then, you know, like, as we left that brewery and, oh, that was a fucked up thing. Can we talk about this?
Oh, yes, what? The tragic incident. Oh, Jesus,
yeah.
Yeah, so we bought a 4-pack of the sweet potato casserole ale there, and it's really tasty. It's good, and you know, like as you heard in the "What Are You Drinking" segment, that's what we're drinking right now. And so we bought a 4-pack, and we were hanging out, and Jim bought this pretty kick-ass hat there that was really cool looking.
It is a cool hat,
but. So we were waiting for him to wrap up his order and I think to close out your bill and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just sitting there and I took a couple pictures inside the brewery and we're just kind of waiting and we get all set and we're kind of, we milled outside for what?
We're like, I don't know.
Maybe a minute?
We Miranda'd outside.
And we were all kind of, oh man, this whole shooting thing is kind of fucked up.
But we looked around the corner at that.
We were thinking of going. They had like a little
water spray fountain thing.
On 37th Street.
Well, no, it was a different one. It was the one up the
hell yeah
near the train tracks.
The one that had the roller coaster.
Yeah.
It didn't have a fucking roller coaster.
It had basically what, like a trellis trellis.
Yeah, some sort of thing like that.
It was like a trellis that was near it. And Jim, for some reason, thought it was a roller coaster.
It looked like the tracks of a roller coaster going over top of it.
Not really, but okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever you say, Jim.
So, man, I don't want to walk all the way over there. Plus, we would have had to walk, like, in an area where it was, like, pretty
heavy a lot traffic.
So, we start to walk back towards the rental van, and all of a sudden... Yes, and both Dylan and I, like, our feet, like, get slightly wet.
We're like, and we all kind of like jump, but Jim distinctly was like, looks up.
I just look up.
And sees this, like, looks up at the sky, like, thinking like a thunderclap went off. And then looks over at you, Mike, and you have this face on it. Because what you're pulling up into the air is a now empty 4-pack of beer.
Yeah, basically, like, I was like, man, I had a pretty good handhold on the 4-pack of beer. It was like, you know, just one of those... I don't want to say cardboard, but like what? Like
a regular paper 6-pack holder.
6-pack holder, but it was only 4. So
you must have given it a little bit of an upswing.
Well, because all of a sudden there was no weight to it.
Yeah.
So like I'm holding it with the firmness of, you know, with 4 bottles in it.
Dude, that thing popped like a fucking firecracker or something. Yeah.
That's the thing is that all 3 of the bottles that shattered and exploded, and, you know, R.I.P. that
like,
beer.
All at the same time. Not
literally
even, like,
all at the same time. It wasn't like... Psh, 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 psh. It was just... Psh.
And then the fourth one, what? Like, it kind of... Like,
it kind of, like, bounced. The and then, like, because the, of the impact, like, probably loosened it. I was like, we got one! And then I just heard, like... Psh.
So, basically what happened, if you didn't catch it, is the bottom of the box or the container just basically just gave way, like the glue just gave way, and all 4 bottles just went down. The look on my face, I was just like, I look and I'm like, I felt like, I didn't do anything, because it was that feeling of like, okay, usually if something like that happens, it's like something that it caused, you know? And it wasn't that at all. It was just...
We all just kind of started laughing, and we were just like, oh, man. And then, like, one of the guys that worked there came out and was just like...
He's like, I've seen that fucking shit.
He's like, I've seen that shit. And we were just like, hey, so we go inside and we go up to the counter. Like, we're just walking over there and the bottom came out of our 4-pack and kind of made a mess. We're pretty sorry. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, no problem here. We'll just give you another 4-pack. We'll clean it up.
Well, that was what was cool, is the one employee was outside. And
yeah.
Like, he was just like...
And he just goes back and like, yeah, I've seen it.
I totally saw it. It was... You know, it just broke. The container broke. He's like, go ahead and give him another one.
And he's like, that's some fucked up shit right there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he said that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he had that look about him that he probably said that after we left.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then...
Horrible waste of beer.
But then we walked over to what you were referring to, Jim, that smaller sign with the 37th Street or whatever.
Well, I wanted to take pictures because...
And, like, we ended up taking, like, basically, like, our new photos for, like, our album cover.
Yeah.
Or whatever it may be. Or you saw, like, season 2 pictures.
Yeah.
They actually came out pretty good. I was surprised.
It also had they also resulted in a pretty funny little slideshow.
Oh, yeah, the one with you.
Yeah,
you're walking by me.
Jim and I, that was pretty funny. And then, oh, my God, the other one, which was like the album cover one where we were all kind of staggered. And
yeah.
Actually, what was funny was the little cameo that Kathy had way in the background.
you know we gotta throw like a black and white filter over that one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we'll use those on...
Put a fisheye lens over top of it.
So then you mentioned that we headed over towards the Supercuts, and while we were driving there, I think Kathy had the news on her phone, and we were...
Well, that was when we saw the helicopters.
Well, and then all the emergency vehicles, too.
All the ghetto birds?
All the cops.
Stop it!
All the cops that were rushing to get there and stuff. It was pretty nuts. And then we got to the plaza where the Supercuts was, and... we kind of milled around there a little bit, and then we started seeing the helicopters in the air and all the emergency vehicles that we kept seeing at that place. And, you know, from that vantage point, which was apparently not too far off from the airport, because we were just seeing a fuck ton of that stuff. And then we Well, we rolled over to the Total Wine and picked up some wine to take on the cruise ship with us tomorrow. And,
Total Wine.
Yeah. Picked up some beer to drink tonight. And then, man, then we came
to dinner.
We came into the hotel and Jim promptly fell asleep.
Yeah, I was tired.
I think about 2 hours. And Dylan came over and hung out with Liz and I for a couple hours.
Well, it worked out, though, because you guys got Sarah and
Peter. Sarah and Peter squared away with their flight and kind of figured out what was going on with our friends Candace and Sean. Oh, boy. And then we went out to dinner, and dinner was cool.
What was the place called?
Coconuts. But then there was G&B Raw Bar was right next door to it, and both places were connected.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I think they're probably owned by the same place, but the food I thought was pretty good.
And, yeah, it was.
I enjoyed my fish tacos.
It was good. A little sightseeing tour too to go across.
Oh yeah,
onto the little area there near the Port Everglades, and we saw a couple of the cruise ships that were still out there. That was one of the things we were discussing. You imagine all those people that were flying in today that were maybe trying to get on those cruise ships today,
right?
And you know, like if they got, you know, delayed or anything, or you know, they couldn't get out of the airport, they're probably fucked as far as getting on those ships.
Yeah,
ships probably left without them. I can't imagine. I mean, their friends, you know, thankfully our cruise is until tomorrow, they were still stuck, you know, not being able to get out of the airport property, you know, until,
well, this is probably like, what, 7-8 hours they were stuck there.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, we, you know, they were finally, I think, getting out of there when we were wrapping up dinner.
Right.
You know, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. They were finally getting out of there. It's just unbelievable. But, yeah, that was our day in a nutshell, or our trip down, or yesterday and today. And, oh, my gosh.
It's been a crazy couple hours.
Yeah, man. Hours. Yeah. I mean, I had a good time today. It was just unfortunate that we had to deal with all this other crazy shit because of...
It's one jackass.
One jackass, yeah. What do they say? One bad apple spoils a whole damn bunch, huh?
True.
But we have much fun to look forward to.
Oh, we do. We certainly do. Anything else you guys want to touch on tonight, or...
Yeah, Jim.
You want to touch on me? Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me.
Can we agree that just, like, almost every picture looks cooler in black and white?
Yeah, I saw you show that to Jim. It looked pretty neat.
I'm doing another one right now.
I don't know about all pictures look cooler.
They look pretty cool, though.
It's because you don't see it as much. When black and white was everything and color came out, people were like, can't you? We all agree that color looks better.
Which is like, wow, the world looks so different in black and white. It's like that movie, Pleasantville. Schindler's List? No, like Pleasantville.
Wow.
You guys never saw Pleasantville?
Yeah.
I really like that movie.
I think I may have seen
it. It's a weird movie, though.
It is, but I like that movie.
Yeah, you know, the other amazing thing is the phenomenon of...
Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Even though I think, like, family members of ours realized that we traveled down yesterday...
Yeah.
Asking us if we were at the airport today, which we could have conceivably been there, you know, maybe picking somebody up or whatever, but it was just kind of funny. I thought, I was like, no, we're drinking beer.
We're safe.
Getting our haircut.
Dude, how fucked up would that have been if you would have went down there by yourself to, like, pick somebody up? A dude's, like, running across the thing and you, like, got, like, ran him down.
With the town of country?
Yeah, and we're at the fucking bar waiting for you to come back, and we're watching the news and fucking see you run this dude down.
That would have been fucking crazy.
Like Hero from Rochester, New York.
And it's like this gargantuan of a man.
Oh, boy.
Like, yeah. No, I was just doing my civic duty.
What was that? The Disney cartoon. I know it wasn't just the Disney cartoon. The legend of, what was it, Babe the Ox? And what was the guy's name?
Oh, no. Paul Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan, yeah. That would have been your hero nickname.
Paul Bunyan.
I don't know that I would... I mean, I'm kind of glad in that regard that, you know, that it was kind of an amazing thing to see. Like, as busy and chaotic as that place was yesterday when we came in through it, and all the shuttles and all that shit.
It
was like, amazing to see it in some sort of working order, but even though it wasn't really, it didn't seem very conducive to efficiency.
So the, all that shit, every time I see stuff like that, it reminds me of SimCity.
Yeah. To see basically all of that shut down, like all of the shuttles for this hotel, I think I saw three of them in the parking lot, just basically not able to function and not do their job.
Right.
Yeah, because of all of this stuff. It was just, you think about that exponentially, like, because it's going to be every hotel that you're seeing come through that shuttle line and all that shit. It was just nuts. Just amazing. Dylan, you ready to crack that other beer?
Yeah.
The sweet potato pie?
No. We got something else. We got another Florida local.
We bought at Total Wine. We bought another Cigar City beer.
So. That Cigar City cider was good.
Oh, yeah, you had that apple pie one. That one was kind of neat.
Well, this is this is Vanilla Hazelnut Marshall Zukov's Imperial Stout. That smells pretty good.
Maybe I should have bought that creme brulee. That looks thick.
What, the Southern Tier one?
We've had that like a million times.
I'm just like creme brulee. Dude, that looks like sludge, man.
Yeah, but it's probably going to taste pretty good for sludge.
Yeah, man.
Give me a little taste.
I want a taste.
What do you mean? You just tasted it, didn't you?
I didn't taste it. I just smelled it.
What are you doing? Why is it just sitting there?
Because I want to take a picture with the bottle.
It smells amazing.
Because I want to take a picture with the bottle.
Hold on. I was going to take a picture with the bottle.
I've seen how it is. You see how it is? There's a pecking order, all right?
Well, did you taste yours yet, Mike?
I haven't. I'll send this to you guys, though, because this is fucked up. Because you're going to call me a surd, but I don't care. I framed it perfectly.
You can't see either one of our heads.
Yep.
What's it sitting on?
What?
What's it sitting on?
His dick.
Is that Dylan's picture? No, that's yours.
That's mine. I was holding it in my hand.
No.
Oh, no. I took that picture earlier. I just reused it.
Oh.
It was on the TV stand in my room.
Oh, I see the second one now.
This is just Marshall Zukov's Imperial Stout, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, I found it here. It's the vanilla. Okay, it's distinctive.
Oh, it's like a special variant one?
It is.
Oh, no wonder.
I think we might have made a good call, Mike.
No wonder it was $20.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I
didn't even know.
There was no, you know what? There was no price on it.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I grabbed it. I was like, ooh, I gotta have this one.
Well, I'll get you back tomorrow. I'll get you back tomorrow, right?
Whatever. Don't matter.
Dude, Dry Printables liked our photo. Now, can I taste one of yours?
It's pretty good.
I made a mess of this.
Ooh, it smells very...
It's a bit nutty.
No. It smells like teriyaki, dude. Smell it.
Yeah, I could understand that.
Yeah, it smells like teriyaki.
It's funny you say that, Jim, because sometimes people describe like Imperial Stouts as having like a very soy saucy...
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Oh, especially when you're drinking it, like, right after having some cider.
Yeah.
That's gotta be fucked up.
Isn't that a snake bite? Like, a Guinness and cider or whatever?
I think so, yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about? I didn't bring any insecurity questions with me down to the room here. I don't know if you wanted to do it.
Nah, we can hold off.
Yeah, I thought it would be just better just to talk about what happened today. And
are you afraid of my feet near your drink?
No, I want to touch them.
Oh!
No, kind of like our pregame for the cruise.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's funny. Yeah, I think I said it to Liz, or maybe I said it at dinner tonight. You know, sometimes the best laid plans just don't work out. And, like, you know, that we've been planning this thing for a whole year.
Way over that.
Yeah, and then...
Still came together. I mean, you know what the tragedy.
We get the flights and everything together, and everybody, we were coordinating all this shit, and like, oh, we're going to go to dinner, you know, and all this stuff.
Right.
And then you have something like this happen. It's just, you know, sometimes those plans, no matter how much you put into it, it sometimes just doesn't work that way. And it's just.
It is what, unfortunately, it is what it is. Yeah. You got to kind of just adapt to it. And
Yeah.
Thankfully, we did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, thankfully, we didn't have to do too much as far as our plans go. I mean, there's other people, but, you know, that we know that have had to do a whole lot more, you know, and man, I feel for them.
Oh shit, just Sarah and Peter being in New York and then,
yeah,
you know, having to wait to see what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could just tell, I mean, how much stress, you know, that was causing, you know, like when Liz and I were talking to Peter on the phone earlier, it's just, you could hear it, you know, and you're just like, wow, man.
We figured today's what, Friday, so the airport's going to be closed till Sunday. Reopens Monday. It's going to take.
Oh, you think Fort Lauderdale is going to be closed that long?
That's what they said. We were closing it for 2 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
I thought I saw flights coming in to it. Like,
oh, I don't know. Unless something opened.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I was looking at the wrong airport.
You figure it's going to be at least Wednesday by the time they get back into some kind of working order, like to get caught back up and.
Yeah, that's funny. That's what I was chatting with my mom for a little bit, and she asked me, she's like, when do you fly back? And I'm like, Saturday.
I would think it'd be all worked out.
Sure it will be, you know, easily. But, all right. Well, you know what? I mean, we head down towards, you know, the ship tomorrow and got that to look forward to, and hopefully everybody we know makes the ship, and we'll definitely keep, you know, we'll update when we reconvene to do what? Episode
45. I'm not hoping, but like I'm predicting that we'll do like maybe one or two episodes at sea, depending how the weeks go.
I think probably two.
We'll definitely have some time to do it. I mean, it's
yeah,
right.
We got to crack those bottles somewhere.
Plus, we've got to have the meet and greet with the fans.
Oh yeah, you got
to give out the gift bags.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that will be there at that too.
I know one person who won't get a gift bag.
Who's that?
Our Surge of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Well, our Surge of the Week. I mean.
Surge of the Week before all this shit went down.
Oh. Who was
our Surge of the Week? You want to just do a quick one?
Who was our Surge of the Week before all this went down?
Jody.
Oh, Jody. He is a fucking Surge.
What?
Plus, he knows fucking Chris Seymour.
Oh, yeah, and Chris Seymour, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want you to come on a cruise with me ever.
Yeah, Jody's the Sarge of the Week for his comment with the fan cruise. What is it, you three in a rowboat?
With a barbecue.
Yeah. So, but that's all right. We'll be chilling with our fans, Jody. It'll be fun. Yeah.
You know, it's not like Trivial Debates has any fans outside of myself.
Do they still record that? I don't think so.
Apparently.
I think Jody ruined the whole thing and doesn't even record anymore.
Yeah, I think that podcast is bullshit, so.
But, I gotta admit.
Podcast war.
Is, if we do the thing with Ask Dave Questions, whatever the fuck that ends up being, if it ever happens.
I'm into that.
Holy fucking shit, will that be funny as fuck.
We have a pretty legit Sarge of the Week, though.
I don't know. After seeing that picture of him, the only question I have is why.
Yeah. Well, real quick, Dave Mader posted a picture on Facebook akin to the naked picture of George from Seinfeld, and just like, Dave, what?
We'll throw it up on our page. So
we already threw up.
Yeah. We'll tag him in.
See what you did there.
That was pretty good. But. Yeah.
All right, guys, what do you say? You want to close this sucker out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to give Sarge of the Week to
the shooter?
Esteban Santiago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he deserves it. Jim, do the intro real quick.
The intro?
Oh,
or whatever.
Sarge of the Week.
Fort Lauderdale edition.
Nice touch.
Esteban Santiago.
Yeah, he gets Sarge of the Week.
He's Sarge of the Week.
Yeah, man.
And for fucking wearing a Star Wars shirt, well, you did it too, Dick.
Yeah, fuck off, man.
Oh, Kathy's getting tired.
Yeah, man. But, hey, don't forget you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod, and I strongly recommend you follow us on Instagram to see possibly hourly updates of our time on the boat.
Yeah, man. But you won't hear this until after the fact.
At least.
So hopefully you heeded Dylan's warning prior to the cruise and the prior to the cruise episodes to follow us on Instagram so you can see all the stuff that's going down.
Hey, these bitches are liking our pictures.
Who's this?
I don't know.
Tribeca, New York? This isn't a real account.
There's tons of fucking photos.
It's like a promo. It's a promotions account.
Look, dude, look at all the pictures.
I can see that, but it's a promotions account.
Whatever, dude.
Don't you have something to plug?
What? Oh, you can send us an email at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com and tell us what a fucking Sarge Dillon is.
Wow, you didn't fuck it up.
Or I didn't fuck it up at the beginning either. Or you could go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say.
Sizzling hot.
Oh, it's a coffee place or something.
Sizzling hot episodes fresh from the grill. And if you don't want to get them fresh from the grill, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much
to Jim's chagrin.
Bye-bye now. Oh, we got to have a closer, don't we?
I didn't really come up with anything. I don't know.
Well, thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where we're always looking to cross the T in your T-bone.
Oh, right off the cuff like that.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Stay tuned! I just pulled that out of my ass.